Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know Drew Brees doesn't get sacked, so you're not going to hear me coming in here yelling and screaming about the defensive line not getting pressure. But, you do something here. You know, you have a bunch of guys making a lot of money.
I told you, man.
Nothing.
Their best defense yesterday had to be sustained offensive drives. There was no way they were going to stop that Saints offense with the lack of people they have out there going up against Drew Brees, who carves fully healthy defenses up week in and week out, let alone going up against this defense where he has players in the secondary that, I don't know, they were in like first grade when he came in the league.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, like these guys were in like the first
barely
grade.
Barely born.
Yeah, and with the exception of Malcolm Jenkins. You know, so they needed the offense to get first downs, to have long scoring drives, to keep that Saints offense on the sideline.
Well, I mean, Ike, they had.
That's what they needed to do yesterday.
They had early success with Josh Adams running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
On the drive they gave up the sack at third and three, they ran the ball three times on that drive. After that, it was pretty much over with. Because then you're playing from behind. The Saints score, and then they go 24-17. But listen, you know, they had opportunities. Momentum was in the Eagles' favor when they were driving 17-7.
Briefly. And then they couldn't capitalize on it.
Nope.
I mean, they couldn't capitalize on it, and they needed to. You almost have to play a perfect game. Listen, they've only been beaten once. And it took 48 points to get that done. So you knew you had to go in there and put up points yesterday. And quite frankly, I just think Carson was off. He was off target yesterday.
He was off big time.
Yesterday was an accuracy problem. Yesterday, that was an issue.
Are his mechanics out of whack? Because here's what I see. I see him almost looking for the pressure to come because he knows it's probably coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw it yesterday. I mean, the Saints don't have a great defense. They got after him yesterday quite a bit. And the accuracy problems, his feet maybe aren't set. He's throwing off his back foot.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Doug and I say, yo, dude, what are you going to do to get him going again? Does that mean that he's doing different things, that they're rolling him a little bit more? We've talked about this before.
Right.
You don't have to call designed runs. Don't have him standing back there all the time. You talked about the third and three, a play-action pass on third and three?
Yeah, it's not a good play call. I mean, it's not a good play call. I mean, just like most play calls aren't good when they don't work.
Here's the thing. I'm already looking ahead to next year and what the hell this team is next year.
Yeah, That's where I am right now. Yeah, I can't go there yet.
Well, we probably shouldn't. Let's go to Alex, Queens, New York. Alex, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, yo. I look at Frank Reich, who got fired in 2015. The Chargers were 4-12 as him as the offensive coordinator. DeFilippo was fired as the Browns coordinator. In 2016, the Eagles had both those guys, and they were 7-9. So my point is, it has absolutely zero to do with any one of those guys, even a little bit of this year's struggles, because one year has no effect on the next year. There are teams that go 12-4 one year, and they bring back the same personnel, the same coaches, and they go 7-9. Sometimes teams just don't have that same desire. When you reach that mountaintop, you just might not have that same energy on every single play. And you look at how many games they could have won, one or two more plays. That's the difference. I look at Doug Peterson taking a team last year that USA Today picked the Eagles to go 5-11 last year with a full healthy roster. He did the greatest coaching job in professional sports history to go all the way to the Super Bowl with backups and then beat Bill Belichick with backups. No coach will ever do a better job than that. So to me, Doug Peterson should win Coach of the Year this year for winning four games with this terrible roster. The amount of injuries and the overall what's gone on with this team, the fact that he even won four games is a miracle.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. coach of the year this year. I kind of get what you're saying. He did a great job.
Not
last year.
One person outside of Philadelphia had the Eagles even making the playoffs
going into last year.
The Giants and Cowboys were the two heavy favorites to win that division.
We're not arguing about what he did last year. We're talking about this year. What about this year?
What happened is it's human nature as an athlete. They all give full effort. But you just don't have that same natural desire on every. And that's the difference. That's why those one or two plays in the Titans or the Panthers, maybe last year they have a different edge because they didn't experience that win. So therefore, you come through a little bit more, and that makes all the difference. The Eagles could easily be 8-2 right now with a couple more plays. So I don't look at this as Doug. Doug has done a great job. To me, it's about a lot of injuries
Doug's
this year.
Doug's done a great
obviously.
Job this year?
Come on, dude.
You can't say something.
They're not executing as well because of the crazy amount of injuries and the fact that they weren't a good team last year. They played great, but they weren't good.
But here's where you're losing me. You could easily say that, listen, I'm not going to overreact to Doug's performance this year based on all the things that I'm saying right now. But you can't say he's done a great job this year. You can't. You can say, hey, listen, let's see what happens next year. It was the year after the Super Bowl. They had a lot of injuries. Carson's coming back from an injury. Yeah, I know the hand that you're trying to deal right there. That's fine. You didn't do it. You're coach of the year this year. What are you talking about? He's been bad. He's done a poor job this year.
He has not done a poor job.
He's done a poor job this year.
Nah, I disagree there.
So how would you say he did then?
I think he's done an okay job. I can't sit here and expect Doug somehow, some way to turn the Eagles into the New Orleans Saints or the LA Rams. Well, what he has. I mean, if you're looking at a team that's fully strapped with all the players that they brought in here and those players are playing up to their potential and the coach is holding them back with play calling, that's one thing. That's one thing. Then maybe I can go with you there. But, you know, it's been a mash unit from day one. This season started off as a mash unit. It just did.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming in with players banged up. Nobody's in training camp practicing day in and day out. You know, starting quarterback isn't ready to go, although I think he was ready to go. But you couldn't play him, you know. So I look at those things, and there are moments late in those games where, you know, Doug had them in position, and the players got to execute. The players got to execute.
So you're talking about the quarterback now?
Sure I am.
Good. About time someone starts looking at the quarterback in addition.
I look at everybody.
Okay.
I look at everybody.
Most people aren't. Most people are, you know what most people are doing with Carson Wentz? Oh, not his fault. Offensive line, ACL, no running game, no talented skill position guys, defense. Yeah, nothing but excuses for Carson Wentz. Yeah, you're right. They had chances at the end of games. Mm-hmm. They definitely did. Let's go to Bob in Delran. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Joe, I kind of agree with you in some of those things. I think there's a lot of bad things going on all over, but I'm going to just point one of them out that hasn't been mentioned or kind of sort of. The one guy that I would like to get is try and get this Groh coach has no offensive coordinator experience. For an elite quarterback or a prodigy, if Carson Wentz is going to be that, I need somebody who is an experienced offensive coordinator that they can get in the off season. I am not risking a person that is inexperienced in this, not going to take the risk. He may turn into something, but I don't want to wait. I want somebody that has a track record. I'd like to have your comments on that.
I think that's fair, Bob, and I think that's on the table.
Absolutely.
I think it's on the table. Listen, I don't know if they'll fire Mike Groh. I'm not saying fire Mike Groh, but if he gets moved to a different position and they bring in a more seasoned offensive coordinator, really someone that can work by Carson's side, you want sort of an offensive-minded guy, a guy that can be a quarterback coach as well, somebody who has seen a lot in this league, things that Carson may not have seen. Of course he hasn't seen, only being two and a half to three years in this league. Listen, is it David Shula or Mike Shula?
I think Mike Shula.
Mike Shula was the coach down there in Carolina with Cam Newton for years. And they felt like Cam Newton wasn't growing anymore as a quarterback. They went and got Norv Turner for the offense. So they brought in someone different. I mean, and Norv Turner, we all know, is an offensive coordinator, former head coach from way back.
Mm-hmm.
Way back. So that could happen. Yeah, I mean, it could happen.
When you lose games and your young quarterback's struggling, normally something happens.
Because Jeffrey Lurie's going to want answers.
Oh, yeah. So is Howie.
So, you know, before when people talk about whether or not they should pay Carson this offseason, and they should, as long as they can all come can agree on a number, but they should extend him. Jeffrey Lurie's going to want to know who's working with Carson moving forward. You know, he's investing this type of money in that quarterback position. He's going to want the best quarterback play. You best believe he also wants to know why the quarterback isn't playing at the level he was last year.
Yep.
Now, he'll be a little more understanding and a little more reasonable as to what those explanations are. But you best believe when he meets with Doug Peterson, those are questions that are being asked to Doug Peterson about Carson Wentz's play.
And maybe he sees things that he realizes, like, yeah, this isn't working. Maybe Doug sees things. We don't know.
Right. And right now they're in the heat of the moment. There's nothing that really can be done right now. Nobody needs to be fired before the season is over with. This is a team that's coming off winning a championship. You bring everybody back. You finish this year out, whatever it is, and then you need to make changes this offseason. You make changes. I got no problem with that. I don't think anybody would.
Marks and Reese live from Chickies in Pete's in South Philadelphia. The Brandon Graham Show at 6 o'clock. So, listen, I know the players left yesterday without speaking. Mm-hmm. Brandon's going to be here at 6 o'clock.
Oh, the players didn't speak yesterday?
Some of them did.
Oh.
Bradham waved them away and said, nah, or something like that. Guys were already gone. Malcolm,
good job, Nigel.
Malcolm was angry. He left, but then I guess he did a D-gun thing because he's, I guess that's a paid thing or whatever. But Malcolm was all angry because his former coach, Kamara, just... Listen, this is – I'm already looking at next year, and I'm not liking what I'm seeing.
Saints-Eagles rematch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.